Micah 7:8 says, "Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy, when I fall. I shall arise when I sit in darkness. The Lord shall be a light unto me." Well, I'm glad that God is a light unto us that are His when we sit in darkness. The Lord shall be a light unto me. Micah 7:8. When thou passest through the waters, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I will bring the blind by a way that they know not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God will I praise. In God I put my trust, I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? Isaiah 43:2-3, Isaiah 42:16, Psalm 23:4, Psalm 56:3-4, and Psalm 27:1. Well, trust ye in the Lord forever. Isaiah 26:4. When the whole world seems to be going to destruction, when we're sitting in darkness, the Lord will be a light unto us. Well, I'm glad to know that we have a light, the light of our salvation. Good morning, Rick Batorik. It's good to see you this morning. We're living in some very strange, perilous times, are we not? But we can look to the author and finisher of our faith. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, he despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews 12:2. You know, sometimes we need to just sit quietly and wait for the Lord. Sometimes we need to shut off the noise of social media and news and all the noise around us and look to the one who brings calm to our soul. Look to the one who is our only hope. Satisfaction comes from knowing that within my heart and mind there is an inner peace of glowing, and in Christ I can find a refuge for the soul. When life is tough to take, Christ tells us in his word, "I will never thee forsake." Oh, the joy and peace it gives me when I rest in what he said, believing that he is living having raised up from the dead. Christ, the King of glory, is seated on his royal throne, and he intercedes for me when in my spirit I can only groan. Lord, show mercy to this floundering heart once more, I pray, so at sunrise, noon, or evening I may in thy presence stay. May your grace so envelop everything I say and do that the world will have no question that I am your child too. Let the tribulations I go through be a witness of your grace, and may my enemies not overtake me. Let their curses be erased. May your power, love, and purpose be demonstrated in my life, and may I find satisfaction in the midst of all this strife. And when I draw my last breath and I am taken home to be with you, may my passing over be of satisfaction too. I'll be satisfied in knowing, even though it's been a test, that I'm now transcending into your perfect rest. Christ brings calm to the soul when the changes of wind blow, when it seems a mystery of which way I should go. Christ brings calm to my soul when questions vex my mind. I have always found that in Christ I can find comfort, knowing he's in control. Christ brings calm to my soul when nothing seems to change. His cool waters of blessing he does for me arrange. Christ will bring calm to my soul when I'm lying close to death. May I praise his holy name when I take my last breath. I've entitled this next poem, My Petition. Dear Lord, the reins of my heart are in your hands. When troubled waters are before me, my enemies obey your command. Who can in thy holy presence stand but those whom thou hast delivered with your mighty hand and chose them in Christ before the world began? My hope rests in your finished work and in your Son, who gave his life a ransom for many to rescue their souls from death for eternity. What a delight as I trust in your grace and mercy to think that you have chosen me to raise me from death to life and set my soul in Christ at liberty. And when I come to stand before your holy throne, may I trust in Christ and Christ alone, and abide forever with you, for your blood for me atones. The next one I've entitled is God's Love. When I think of God's love and what he did for me by dying on the cross unconditionally, I'm sometimes overwhelmed in my mind and in my soul why this precious Savior would even care to give himself on Calvary for my life to spare. He could have gone about doing other things, like watching the angels and listening to them sing. But to come to this sin-cursed earth and to die for me is the greatest expression of love that I will ever see. How can I thank you, Lord, for being oh so kind to realize that before creation you had this worm in mind? To come and shed your blood and endure such scorn and pain should cause me to give you praise in an eternal refrain. Help me demonstrate in some real way this grace and love to others is my prayer today. So many times I forget what an awesome thing you did for me when you died and rose again and set my soul at liberty. Well, you know, I think it's good sometimes to meditate on the wonderful grace of God, to realize that apart from Christ, we have nothing. You know, vanity, vanity, saith the preacher Solomon, all is vanity. But when we look at Christ, we have hope for the future. And, you know, this great love that he's shown his people is the only thing we can cling to in this world, especially now, with all the turmoil that's going on around us. You know, I've entitled this next poem, The Greatest Family Reunion Ever. I can see him now, and I'm ready, too. Christ splitting the eastern sky with his arms outstretched and the clouds so blue, saying, "Welcome home, my child, this reunion is for you." I can see him now and hear him say, "Today I remove all your scars and pain away. There will be no more vicious attacks on your soul. Welcome home, my child. You're now eternally whole." I can see him now with all that love, ushering me into the family above. They smile and welcome me with their open arms, and I now can see the beauty of my Savior's charms. I can see him now seated on his throne, announcing to heaven, "Larry's now home." They are worshiping and praising Christ in his holy name, and at this family reunion I hear them proclaim, "All glory and honor we give to the Son, who is the one worthy. His family he is one. Each of us to God by his death on the cross. The marriage supper of the Lamb came with the greatest cost." I can now see him smiling not only at me, but Christ is delighted with his whole family. With the sacrifice he paid for them on the tree, this family reunion will last for eternity. What a contrast this is to reunions on earth, where pride and sin and sorrow are birthed. I can hear him now saying, "Larry, never again, because you are forever with me and my Father in heaven." I'm looking forward to that day. It's going to be the greatest day that we'll ever experience when we come to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Well, this next one is called Memories for Eternity. There is an owner of a travel agency in Kansas City whose slogan is "Creating Memories That Last a Lifetime." But this lifetime is over and it disappears like a fizz. What about the slogan, "I have the eternal sun's shine"? I like this slogan much better than his. To have the eternal sun's shine is to have everlasting bliss and not just a place in physical time. We see beautiful scenes captured here in pictures on earth, but in heaven we won't need cameras to capture them at all. We won't rely on some pictures on the Facebook wall. No sad pictures in heaven, no tears of remorse. It will be God's eternal sun shining on us. Eternity will never stop. It will never run its course. The Savior will be the light of that city where we will need no sun. It will be an eternal picture of communion with the three in one. Well, this next poem I've entitled Matches Malone. You say I'm confused sometimes. How's the way I can reach out? Well, one of the things I would suggest, Matches Malone, is to cry out to Jesus Christ Himself. If you find yourself in need of a Savior, Christ says, "Come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, me, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly." We cannot cry out to man, because man has nothing to offer. But we can cry out to the Creator of the universe, Jesus Christ. He said that He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He says that He is the only mediator between God and man, Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ is real. He's alive. And He says that if you will come to Him, He will in no wise cast you out. He is a friend that will be always with you. And so, if He's given you faith to believe that He is the eternal King and the Creator, when you cry out to Him, He will give you peace and joy beyond what you would ever find anywhere else with people. There is respite and consolation and joy and peace found in Christ. God's word is true. I serve a living Savior. He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. I see His hand of mercy. I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always there. He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. So, my encouragement to you is that cry out to Christ. Talk to Him as He were your best friend. Pour out your soul to Him, and He will not fail you. He will not forsake you. And Rick Matorik says, "What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see." What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, when I look upon His face, the one who saved me by His grace, when He takes me by the hand and leads me to the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. Well, this next one I've entitled Wonderful Grace. What awesome, wonderful, magnificent grace God has bestowed upon us, who were dead in our trespasses and sin. He chose his people before creation of the world, before our life would even begin, to be adopted into his family from the beginning and to the very end. How can our tongues describe this marvelous thing he did for you and me, to send his son to die and redeem us for eternity? By shedding his precious blood on the cruel and rugged tree and paid the greatest ransom possible to set our souls free. Amazing grace, amazing love, so merciful to you and me who deserve to die an eternal death and experience awful suffering in hell, but God gave his only son. And now we sing thanks to Calvary, and our souls, with our souls, all things are well. A million years from now, we will still be praising him for delivering us from death and the bondage of sin. All glory to the Lamb who bled and died for you and me. Our praises will ring out for eternity. Well, may the good Lord be with you today, this Friday morning, in a special way, is my prayer. And Matches Malone, you are in our prayers this morning. Cry out to Jesus, and he will never leave you or forsake you. God bless.